Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find the Fan on a Friday.
Wish USA would get their stuff together and get this tournament going. But, you know, Mac does the Lord's work. We'll start light. We'll end maybe a little bit not so light.
I like to see the Queen. He told me later on he'll meet me for a drink.
Weird people over there.
Weird. And drinking, that's my big problem. Oh, I'm
you
a bad drinker.
Taste,
oh, yeah. I tell you, the other night in Vegas, I got loaded, Johnny. I shot dice. I lost $1,000. Oh. I got even, though. I stole 400 sweet and lows, you know. No, I'm a bad drinker, Johnny. I mean, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
The next day, I end up, I usually wake up in some strange place with a kid with an accent playing with my feet.
Rodney Dangerfield, R.I.P. to a legend.
My grandmother used to steal the sweet and lows all the time at the restaurants.
Really?
Oh, God, yes. Everything. The napkins, the straws, the sweet and low. Like, and she used to do it in this way. And if you can see me on the camera, she would do it like so nobody was like watching her. She didn't think. And she'd kind of just sneak and grab the sweet and low, put it in her lap and wrap it in a napkin and put the napkin in her purse.
Great.
And you always knew when grandma went to lunch or something because you had fresh sweet and low at the house. We never bought sweet and low or equal or any of that kind of stuff. Swipe it off the table. That was the rule of thumb. If it's on the table, it's free.
Yeah, it's, boy, the time evolved in the restaurant industry. Because people went from taking sweet and low to bringing in, what is that stuff called? Like Mio?
Sour cream. Oh, yeah, where they put it in. It's because they're cheapskates.
Mm.
I'll take a water and lemon, and then they make their own lemonade.
Oh, yeah. That would happen. We'd get a lady to come in every Thursday.
That's just a cheapskate. That really is.
I would like a bowl of lemons, and can I get more artificial sugar? Yeah, for sure. And water. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to bring you a lemonade? No, I would not. Okay.
No.
But you're going to make a lemonade.
That's right.
No, I'm going to make a lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because
yeah.
The thing that was terrible back in the day when we had sugar caddies before COVID, we took them away after COVID. But when they had sugar caddies, you'd have to do 7-7-14. So it was.
Oh, there was an actual like mm-hmm. method
at
to
least,
that.
At least when I was in the restaurant
wow.
industry, and that was part of your beauty before you left. They checked, like somebody would check the table.
7-7-4. What was the 14?
Regular sugar,
regular,
like
okay.
white sugar. 7 Splenda, 7. It was at one point it was 5-5-5 and like 10, but it was 5 Splenda, 5 Equal, 5 Sweet and Low, and then 10 regular sugar mm-hmm. in the caddy. And the brutal ones would come by and they'd go 1, 2, 3.
No,
4.
They didn't.
Bob, I wouldn't lie to
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when they let the power go to, like, the server trainer's heads? Oh, they take
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just like, I can't believe somebody would be that petty.
Then what they'd do is, like, you'd be like, hey, can you go check table 30, 31, 32? That was my section. Yeah, for sure. Then you'd come back, and if whatever you missed, they would have at the edge of the table. So there'd sometimes be, like, a salt shaker at the edge. You'd be like, oh, what I missed on the salt? It needs to be filled up. There'd be, like, a half an inch down. So you'd take the salt lid off. Salt would go all over the table.
Right.
Fill the salt up. That would go over to the table, wipe the table down, can you go back and check the salt? I'm going to check Sarah's section. I'll be right with you. I'm like, no, no, no. You're going to check my salt shaker, and then I'm going to effing leave because you made me do all this stuff all over again. And yeah, every once in a while, you're missing two sugars on
oh
your...
Oh, my God.
I mean, you...
Who the hell cares?
Well...
I mean, seriously.
When the manager comes back the next morning and he goes through and checks all the tables and there's something missing, the person that was the checker outer...
Yeah, gets in trouble.
Now it's their ass. Yeah. Royals below 500 for the first time in quite a while. I am now a curse again. I got that right away because Tuesday somebody texted and said, hey, Dusty. I said, yeah, what's going on? He said, you remember when you said the Royals wouldn't be below 500 the rest of the season? I said, yeah, I stood on that and I believed in that and that didn't happen. So right away this morning, hey, Dusty, Royals are under 500 just like you said they wouldn't be. Way to curse it again. LOL. Thank you for that. Man, I don't know what to tell you. But this team is down very, very bad. Very, very bad. Last night's game, the way the Yankees won, that's a 1999-2000s Royals loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of your not top tens. That's one of the why the hell is this here? And it's, I don't know what to tell you because I'm not going to sit here and blame a 22-year-old kid who's played in 9 games and say, well, Jack Caglione's hitting .216 with no home runs and 2 RBIs. Well, that was supposed to be the savior. No, he was not.
No, he was not.
No, he was not.
We said that. That's not hindsight either, Dusty. I just want to let everybody know.
Yeah.
This is not hindsight. We said it when he got called up. It's nice. Now what else are you going to do?
Right. We look at where the offense is. Runs scored, they're third worst. Home runs, they're dead last. Slugging percentage, they're fifth worst. RBI for team, third worst. OPS as a team, fifth worst. Teams that you are in the room with when it comes to stats like that are the White Sox, the Rockies, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Ugh. I'm not trying to take shots at those teams, but the entire MLB world has for the last 2 years, and that's the room you're in right now offensively. They thought maybe Mikel Garcia should hit third in this lineup. He's 8-for-36 since being the third hitter. His average is now .222 in the last 9 games being the third hitter. That's not working.
No.
Bobby Witt Jr. having a down year average wise, power wise, that's not working. Vinny Pasquantino's hitting the absolute piss out of the baseball.
He's having a nice run, man.
No one is scoring.
Yeah.
Something has to change. I don't know what that is. The last time for all of you that are in favor of the hitting coach getting, you know, fired, that happened the last time in 2022. Terry Bradshaw was released of his duties. Zumwalt took over.
Now he's on TV talking about the NFL.
And telling Aaron Rodgers to go eat bugs.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're quite different. But the reasons why Terry Bradshaw was fired.
Was that 20? That was 2022.
2022, Zumwalt took over.
Okay.
So the reasons why Bradshaw was fired. They couldn't score runs and they couldn't hit home runs. Again, dead last in the league in home runs. Third worst when it comes to scoring runs now. They fired Kevin Seitzer. You remember that? The reason why? They could not hit home runs. That's what it was. He was more focused on hitting the power alleys in Kauffman Stadium. He thought that's where they'd be more successful. And they decided that, hey, look, we're going to change our hitting coach and we're going to change our first base coach. Insert Rusty Kuntz at first base. Out goes Kevin Seitzer as hitting coach. He's now in Seattle and the number one guy hitting home runs in the league. Cal Raleigh's a star.
He's a superstar. So. But superstars need to play big. Yeah. And you mentioned Bobby going through it right now. Yeah. Like, that's more of a concern than anything for me. Why has he slipped so much, right? He's about, what did he hit last year? 225, 230 roughly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's hitting right around 280. That's a 50-point drop roughly what's that?
He said, speaking of Vinny or
Bobby. Yeah. Like, he's hitting 50 points less right now than he did at the end.
Last year he was hitting 325.
325. Gotcha. 40 points less. Whatever it is, it's a big difference from where he is. And if you know, but you can't rely on just one person to power your offense. Now, Vinny has been spectacular. Since the calendar flipped and he kind of got off social media and doing all that kind of stuff, he has turned it around. He's been nothing short of outstanding for this team in the lineup. But Salvi isn't producing on a consistent basis. Bobby isn't producing on a consistent basis. And any sport in any league will tell you, if your star players aren't producing, that's why you have problems. Like if Patrick Mahomes was going out there and throwing interceptions all over the place, or Chris Jones wasn't making plays, or your star players have to be star players. And that's why they get paid the big bucks. That's why they, you know, get all the attention and whatnot, because they are the stars. And when the stars aren't the stars, then we turn around and we go, why isn't Mikel Garcia producing? Why isn't Kyle Isbell producing? Why this guy? And we want to blame, you know, the ancillary players. But if your stars aren't stars, you don't have a chance to win. Why are the Indiana Pacers up? You know, Halliburton has been a star, even though Stephen A. Smith doesn't want to admit that. Your stars have to be stars in order for your team to have success, because they bring the level of everybody else up. And if your stars aren't stars, then you got problems that you got to deal with, and that's kind of where the Royals are sitting right now. Thank God Sacramento's coming into town, man. Kick them in the nuts.
Maybe. I mean, they've got some stars, too, on their team. I mean, they got the rookie of the year, Jacob Wilson. That guy's a stud. His card value has quadrupled.
Has it really? Like recently, huh?
Yeah, he's in 2024 tops packs if you want to look for those. I don't know. But, you know, because now you have – you know, half the internet says, are they buyers or are they sellers? And then the other half says, sell, sell, sell. I don't think that's where you should be at yet. Look, again, I'm trying to be a ray of light here. You're 2.5 games out of the wild card. So it's not like season's over. You're just very, very down bad. You haven't won a home series since what, April?
Has it been that long?
I don't know. That's like their fourth or fifth straight home series loss.
Yeah.
And the last one they won was against the White Sox. So the last time you won a home series, the last time the White Sox were at home. So wherever that is on the calendar, Mac, that was the last series they won, was when the White Sox were here.
That was the beginning of May, I think. Okay. That's when the dude hit it off his head. Yeah. Mydroff took one off the head. Yeah, that series. Was, yeah, May 5th, 6th, 7th, that week.
There
you
go. So great memory. But like that's the last series they won at home.
That's when we honored Coach Reynolds of Olathe East at that game. That's why I remember that, because it was early May.
And so I don't think, and I know the text line is a little bit more dramatic than most people can be. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should be at the point where it's like, when does training camp start? I'm not there yet. But I've never seen a team needing an off day and some sort of, again, we said it yesterday, if it's not the guy to go into the locker room and fire everybody up, then something's going to be done. Because you can't be a playoff team with these numbers.
No.
Right? You cannot be a playoff team with the third worst when you're statistically the third worst team in scoring runs, when you're dead last in home runs, when you're the third worst team with RBI, and you're the fifth worst team when it comes to OPS. Like, you just cannot, something has to change, because you would look at things and say, what doesn't make more sense? The fact that the Royals have the record that they have and the offensive numbers that they have, or the fact that the Royals have batting average numbers with the numbers they still have? Again, India, 252, Bobby Witt, 283, Garcia, 302, Vinny, 279, Nick Lofton, 303, Kyle Isbell, 270, Freddie Fermin, and every other day player, 260 average.
No, the averages are fine.
It's the situational hitting that has to change. If that's on Zumi, then there needs to be a meeting that needs to be brought up with him. If it's on these players that are trying to overthink things, then they got to do something. But something drastically has to change within that organization if they're going to get out of this funk, because they are absolutely lost right now.
Yeah, I'm not a huge, like, fire the hitting coach and everything's going to change. I understand why you do it. It sends, quote unquote, a message, I guess, with all of that. But this is where I disagree with the way that the Royals do things. And there's too much involved. There's too much information. There are way too many numbers. There are way too many analytics out there. You've got 17 hitting coaches on your squad. You got a hitting lab and all this kind of stuff. Like, to me, that's too much. You've got to simplify things. I would say the same thing to Andy Reid. Oh, his playbook's so hard to learn. Then make it easier. Let's make it easier for the guys to do their jobs. Don't give them all the information. Don't let them know all this kind of stuff. You look at these guys and you say, you're all big leaguers, you're all really good at what you do. We were a playoff team last year. You're all hitting fairly well. You're just not getting the job done when we need it the most. And that's okay. You're going to get the job done. Just go up there and swing the bat, man. Let's go into this series with Sacramento and not give them all the information, because they're giving them way too much. And that just weighs people down. Like when Spectre sends us emails of all the stuff we got to do, delete, 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 done, gone, it's out of my way. I'm not worried about that kind of stuff. That's the way that these guys need to be. I think there's way too much, and I'm not a fan of it. I don't like that approach to sports. I think it's too much for athletes to think you've got less than a second with a 90-some-mile-an-hour ball coming at
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gotcha. You got to react as it is, and then they're spinning in their heads of what they got to do. So they'll figure it out if they will, and if they don't, then, you know, we're back to the drawing board next year. But, I mean, this team right now, 3-for-39 in their last six games with runners in scoring position. All three of those hits came Sunday against the White Sox.
Got to do something, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.